so how about this? We've got, so football starts this weekend for real.
Tonight,
preseason.
Actually.
Right, tonight. I'm going to give you, and we can talk about the Mets and Yankees, you know, at this point.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to give you, right, I know, you were ready to.
It's an off, well, it's an off day for them, right?
And your head was going to explode this morning.
My head's going to explode.
Check it out on the Odyssey app. Go back and check it out at 6 o'clock. Boomer as angry as Boomer can be about baseball. All right, I'm going to give you the broadcast teams, and then I'm going to give you the games that were released by CBS yesterday. These are the CBS crews for week one and the games, and you're going to match them up and tell me who's got what, all right?
Okay.
Here are your week one games. Steelers at Jets.
Yep.
Okay. Dolphins at Colts. Raiders at Patriots. Cardinals Saints. Lions Packers. Texans Rams.
All right.
What there stands out for Nance and Romo?
Lions Packers.
You nailed it. Okay, great. Now, here are the teams. You got Ian J.J. Watt now going to the booth.
Yep.
With Evan Washburn.
Okay, so there was another good game in there.
So you have Texans, Rams, Steelers, Jets, Dolphins, Colts, Raiders, Patriots, Cardinals, Saints.
I bet you Ian and those guys, I would think maybe they're doing the Jets
they
and
are.
Steelers.
You nailed it. Steelers, Jets with Ian, J.J. Watt, and Evan Washburn. Spiro Ditas, Adam Archuleta, and Aditi Kingamwala, they get Raiders, Patriots.
Okay.
How about, all right, I'll give you the Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, Melanie Collins team. The only games left here are Cardinals, Saints, or Texans, Rams?
Cardinals, Saints, Texans, Rams.
You are correct. And yep, they got McCarthy, Ross Tucker, Logan Ryan, and Tiffany Blackman on Cardinals Saints. That's week one. CBS announced that, I think, yesterday or the day before that. Now I'm just going to give you real quick the Fox games. We don't have the broadcast teams announced in terms of what games they've got, but you tell me where you think they're going. All right, Burkhart and Brady. You've got Giants, Commanders, Bucks, Falcons, Bengals, Browns, Panthers, Jaguars, Titans, Broncos, Niners, Seahawks. Where do you think they sell those guys? It's not a great docket.
Oh, my God. That
not
is
great.
Terrible.
Now, remember, Cowboys-Eagles are Thursday night football.
Yeah.
By the way, that broadcast crew on Compass Media Networks will be myself.
Are they going to give them Giants-Washington?
I suppose. I actually thought they might get Bengals-Browns, or what about Titans-Broncos with Cam Ward and Bo Nix?
I could see that, and that's probably the late game, too.
That is, but would you put them up against Nance and Romo in the late window, or would you put them at 1 o'clock?
Again, isn't it doubleheader both week for both?
I don't know the answer to
both
that.
Both networks.
You would know that
week
better than me. I don't know.
I think I want to say it's opening week. It's doubleheader weekend.
You would think Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma get, if Nance and Romo don't get Giants Commanders, which I don't think they would, that sounds like a Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma game, right? You would think. And then you got Kevin Kugler and Daryl Johnston. I mean, these games aren't great, so it's kind of hard to put them where you think. All right, here's your last question.
Actually,
on this.
Fox has the 4:05 game. It's the 4:25. So the
Lions-Packers?
So the doubleheader is on CBS.
Okay. So Lions-Packers to the country.
Lions-Packers would be the big one, yes.
All right. Six games on Fox.
I could see San Francisco-Seattle. I could see that, Brady and Burkhart.
Going up against Nance and Romo in the 4 o'clock window, yeah.
Or you're going to put them up, or you're going to do New York at Washington.
I was thinking Bengals Browns with Burrow.
Yeah. Plus, the Bengals are not going to be on Fox a lot, right?
I wouldn't think so.
But, right, now, again, this is an AFC game that is on Fox.
Correct. Right. And like you said, how many times would those guys get Burrow and the Bengals? I wouldn't think much at all.
Yeah.
If not for that week. All right, here we go. There's six games I just read to you, right?
Yes.
But there are seven announcers. Who gets left out? Burkhart, Kenny Albert, Kevin Kugler, Joe Davis, Chris Myers, Adam Amin, and Jason Benetti.
I'm assuming Jason Benetti.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So that's your week ones. It's crazy to think we're like less than a month away now from that Thursday night game. That's how, again, Labor Day is very early, which is why.
Well,
it comes quick.
And what's going to be interesting is going to be the new coaches in new places. Not so much Brian Schottenheimer, because he was the quarterback coach and the offense coordinator. So I think he's going to bring a youthful exuberance to that team for the Cowboys, which I think you're going to appreciate as a Cowboy
I hope so.
Player. I mean, as a fan. But I do wonder about, like, Chicago and, you know, Jacksonville and, of course, the Jets, how much they're going to make their starters play.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like a guy like Caleb Williams better get his ass out there in real games learning this offense, because it hasn't looked good in practice, much like Justin Fields.
Which is why you want to see them play a little bit.
They got to get out there, and they got to get into some sort of rhythm, and you got to take the chance that, you know, they may get hurt, but hopefully it doesn't happen. But, you know, you got to call an offense to get them going and to get them to understand, because you can't put them out there week one of an NFL season and expect them to go four quarters mentally all in it if they haven't done it yet.
So to you, it's more the mental preparation and being ready on the field that way, more so than the physical stuff and what they're seeing.
I'm not worried about Lamar Jackson. I'm not worried about Josh Allen. You know, Joe Burrow needs to play because he hasn't played a lot in the preseason. They get off the slow starts. There's different reasons why different teams have to do different things with their players. And if you're a new coach, you want guys out there competing. You want them to know that you're taking everything seriously. Like, if you're trying to set the culture for the Jets, the first thing that you want to do is you do not want to lose right out of the gate. I don't care if it's your third string quarterback, your fourth string quarterback. I don't care if it's guys that are not going to be on the team. You do not want to lose. You want to win every single game. You know, and you know who's done that in the preseason? John Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Who maybe,
yes, they have a streak still, right? Don't they
right.
have it still?
They have a understanding down there that whether you are a starter or you are a, you know, the 100th or the 80th player on the roster, in preseason, you are out there to win the football game. And that's where you start your winning. You start your winning at the beginning of the season. And it's not okay. Like, you know, Dan Campbell, they got hammered in the Hall of Fame game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got two new coordinators, a new quarterback coach. He's got all things around him that are new except for some of the players. He has got to make sure that he will coach off of that film and he will beat those guys into the ground. So the next time that they step on the field, they're not going to go out there and get their ass kicked and hand the ball over the way they did in the Hall of Fame game.
And his post-game reaction was indeed like that.
You got to set the culture and the mindset now. And that's one of the great things I love about John Harbaugh and how he has done this over the years down in Baltimore.